original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Once again, here we are on an absolutely beautiful Sunday, full of infinite expectation, potential.
Got you on my mind again tonight.
That's just what we do here on Teen Trends. We see every day as a new opportunity for something wonderful to happen, right? This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen, and co-host, Kevy.
How's it going, guys?
How's it going, everybody? Here we are every single Sunday on latalkradio.com, the best talk station in the world. Oh, let me rephrase. The best internet talk station in the world, which can also be the best talk station in the world.
There we go.
Good times. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We're on every single Sunday from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. So, as you know on the show, this is the show where teens, adults, anybody, actually, gets to listen and be informed about the teen perspective. We get emails, we get call-ins from listeners who, you know, they just want some help. Either they want some help, they want some questions asked, and we like to approach it from a logical, what we like to consider to be a logical teen perspective, right? So on the show, you know, we help with parent issues, we help with school, family, whatever's on your mind. That's why we're here. We are here to serve you. We are here to help you, and little do you know it, but you help us as well.
This is true.
This is very
this
true.
Is very true.
Everything has an equal and opposite action and reaction. Therefore, we help you, you help us.
Yes, sir.
On the show today, we want to talk a little bit about finding happiness. Not only finding it, but following your highest excitement. So today on Teen Trends, we are going to be talking about doing what you love in life. I want to start out with saying some famous quotes from people that have to do with this. By Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is a life coach. I'm actually a big fan of Dr. Wayne Dyer. He says, doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. Right?
Very cool.
Cool. Donald Trump, everybody knows Mr. Donald Trump, millionaire.
You're fired.
You're fired. You're hired. you have to love what you do. Without passion, great success is hard to come by. An entrepreneur will have tough times if he or she isn't passionate about what they're doing. People who love what they're doing do not give up. It's never even a consideration. It's a pretty simple formula, says Donald Trump. By Khalil Gibran, an author, he says, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It's when you give of yourself that you truly give.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
So he's basically saying, like, you can give material possessions, but you're not giving a lot. But
right.
When you give your mind, your heart, your body, your soul to
your
something,
happiness.
Your happiness,
right.
And it affects people in such
a
greater way.
Here we go. Joseph Campbell says, follow your bliss and the universe will open doors for you where there were once only walls. I love that. Here on Teen Trends, as you guys know, we advocate, you know, just positive thoughts and I personally am into the whole universe thing. I think it's cool. I think it's interesting. The natural flow. The natural flow.
Oh, yeah.
The natural flow of the universe and stuff like that. I think it's really cool. So, Mr. Joseph Campbell, thank you for that quote. Bashar, who is a channeler, somebody who, channeler, I don't know, some people are very skeptical on the idea of a channeler. Completely understandable. I was once. And then I got my own proof. Let's just put it that way. Bashar says, follow your highest excitement to the best of your ability, because the sensation that you call joy, the sensation that you call excitement, the sensation that you call unconditional love, is the frequency of the energy that represents your natural, true, core, original self. So when you are acting on circumstances and opportunities that bring with them the highest level of joy, the highest level of excitement, you are saying you have the faith to take the steps to act upon your true self. And in doing so, your physical reality, the mirror, being your physical reality, will support you because it has no choice but to do so. That's cool.
That is very cool.
That's super cool.
Dave, what would you consider your highest excitement?
My highest excitement? Well, my belief on highest excitement is your highest excitement changes every single moment of the day. Now, when we on Teen Trends say follow your highest excitement, we mean literally every single moment of the day, every single possible opportunity that you have, which is every single moment in time, you must follow your highest excitement. Now, we're not talking about in any way, shape, or form, oh, dude, I really want to go get high. Oh, dude, I want to go get drunk. Oh, dude, I want to go get late. We're not talking about that.
Well, what would a highest excitement be, in a sense? Like a hobby or...
Highest excitement. For example, there's been days where I'll wake up and I'll just be like, you know what, man? I really just feel like going to the beach. That would just make me happy.
So basically the spontaneous little things that you want to act on. So this happens to me a lot. I'll wake up in the morning. You know, following your highest excitement doesn't always have to be fun, but something that you can find gratitude out of. Like for me, sometimes I'll wake up in the morning and I'll see that the house is crazy messy. I'll have nothing planned for the day, and I'll just say to myself, hey, I'm going to clean the house.
Yeah.
You know, nobody likes cleaning the house.
You're right.
Well, maybe some people, but not me personally. But when I act upon it, and it was the first thought in my mind when I woke up that day, it was the first activity I wanted to do, and I act upon it, I actually feel really good about it, and I enjoy myself while I do it.
Right?
I enjoy it. Yeah.
There you go. And you get a clean house.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm not stepping on David's old underwear.
Why would your old underwear be at my house?
Because you have a drawer full of my clothes.
I do. <It's> like...
but yeah, you know, to answer your question, Kevin, my, for example, my highest excitement at this moment in time is being on the air. Broadcasting is my highest excitement. You know, when I go home, my highest excitement is probably going to be making a cheese quesadilla.
I was going to guess that. Oh, my God. I was going to guess that.
Right? You know, just something like that. Just little silly little things that just spark, you know, a neuronic connection within your brain that makes you happy. That makes you just want to go like, I'm excited to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's the overall big picture of highest excitement. You know, for example, my overall big picture of highest excitement would be, you know, to broadcast, to play music, right? To bring love into people's lives, to bring positive energy, to, you know, to shed some light on people, you know? Yeah. That makes me happy. That's what sparks me personally. Kevin, what are your highest excitements?
Personally, I would say, you know, the thing I love to do the most, which I find myself doing every day, is hanging out with friends who I can have a good time with. Whether,
totally.
You know, it's, you find things to do with friends, but I feel that having friends around and being with people is, you know, the most fun thing I do.
I couldn't agree more.
All day.
I really could.
You're interacting.
All day, every day.
All day, every day. No. I hang out with people.
Completely. I really couldn't agree more. You know, I would personally say that when you surround yourself with people that you relate to, when you surround yourself with your best friends, when you you know, are you just in their presence, it's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't agree more. Mr. Kevin? What do you want to do in life, Mr. Kevin?
In life? You know, I'm pretty undecided in life right now. I am going to a two-year junior college because I did get into some universities, but I felt that I wasn't ready to make the step on declaring my major, declaring what I want to do for the rest of my life. You know, you can't change your major at all. But I felt that I needed more time to figure it out because, you know, you have to be absolutely 100% positive if you are going to pick a major, that you are completely passionate about it, that you want to do it for the rest of your life because that's something that's going to be there. And, you know, some people have that. Like, if you're an artist and you love drawing.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
If you're an artist and you love drawing and you've been drawing since the fifth grade and that's all you want to do, going into animation, whatever it may be, then you are set. But I haven't found that crazy highest passion. Like, you know, I play sports. I love some sports. I love this and that. But I feel like I need something very solid that I can make a career out of.
Right. Well, here's what we think about following your highest excitement. Mixed with all the material on manifesting and persuasion and meditation is, of course, the popular subject of doing, quote unquote, what you love so that money follows. Right?
Yeah.
When we stop and think about how we would actually... How we would actually turn something we like doing into an income, thoughts might turn dark and we might aim these darker thoughts at the writer of one of these, quote-unquote, like, express your passion books, you know? Mm-hmm. Like for example, you know, I really want, perfect example, I really want to be an animator. I love drawing, right?
Yeah.
The thought of like, I can't do that. I'm not that good. It's all manifesting.
That's going to hold you back.
Of course it's going to hold you back. Your thoughts create every single moment of the life that you lead. That, at least that's what I believe. And once again, you know, every single human being on this planet Earth is entitled to their own thoughts, their own beliefs, you know, anything that works for them. This works for me. And I've had proof in my own specific life and in my friends' lives. You know, we talk about stuff. We're friends. That, you know, our thoughts create our surroundings. Our thoughts create our world. So that's what I got.
Yeah.
Here's where I think this wisdom lies. I'm one of those people who believes that everyone has, you know, some particular talent mixed in with their experience that would love to equate to value for thousands or millions of people. Right? Okay. So Deepak, I don't know if anybody
Deepak
knows
Chopra.
That. What?
He's I don't know what he is, but I saw him in The Love Guru.
Yeah,
with
there
Mike
you go.
Myers.
Right. Well,
he's
yeah.
a guru then.
He's a guru. Deepak said it in 7 spiritual laws, but I've always believed this my entire life. So basically, that's just, you know, the little thing like, hey, Deepak said it, you know. Yeah, he's a guru. They kind of made fun of him in that movie.
They did.
But
he went along with it.
He went along with it.
Yeah.
He's a cool cat.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, bro, he's just a super cool cat. I don't know if you've watched Heroes, like the show Heroes. Each of these select people all over the planet, US, India, Japan, etc., possess a specific superhuman power. Right? I'm not about to make that leap and suggest that in the real world everyone has these powers. You know what I'm saying? What I am convinced of is that everyone here has some combination of talent, desire, way to apply the talent, experience, etc. That is worth cultivating and using and giving to the world.
That's very cool.
Check this out. We are all reincarnated... Well, once again, these are my beliefs. We are all reincarnated beings. We are all... Okay, this is something that we can all agree on, whether you're Jewish, Catholic, you know,
whatever.
Muslim,
yeah.
Buddhist. We're all human beings.
That
right?
That is true.
Right.
I have no religion, and I would say that we are all human beings.
the look he's giving me is like, we are all human beings. No, but, you know, we indeed all have physical bodies. We're all on the physical plane that some like to refer to as planet Earth, right? But being blessed with, you know, these vehicles, these bodies, we're here for some sort of reason. Like, we wouldn't be so blessed, we wouldn't be so gifted with these beautiful bodies if we don't have some sort of highest excitement, if we don't have something to give back. You know, everything's a big circle. You know, you give back something, you get back something. You give out something, you get it back, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not necessarily... I'm sorry to interrupt.
No.
Okay, I'm not necessarily talking about karma. I'm more talking about just, like, the natural flow of you're a human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you have something that excites you to your highest self. You know what I'm saying?
One thing that I'm a little iffy on is... your highest excitement should be something that, in the real world, I look at things from, like, I don't know what the perspective is called.
Observer.
It's more of like a realistic perspective.
Logical.
Like, if you have a highest excitement, and say your highest excitement, this is actually a true story. I know, I play hockey in Simi Valley, and I drive by this house every day, and this guy is just sitting in his front yard playing with mud all day.
Like, really?
No joke. Just makes mountains of mud, whatever he does. And that is his highest excitement. But from a realistic point of view, playing with mud all day will not get you anywhere in life. So if you have a highest excitement, you should try and find a way to relate it to the real world where you can succeed in life through that highest excitement. And if you simply can't, then put it aside as a hobby and try to focus on something else.
Right.
That was just a little point I wanted to make.
No, totally. I couldn't agree more. You know, and also, you know, we've had acquaintances and we've had friends in the past that, you know, will create their highest excitement. For example, you know, dude, like, all I want to do is go smoke weed, you know? Okay, I mean, I can see how, you know, for you, that's your quote-unquote highest excitement, but it's not. Like, at that moment, you're excited to smoke weed, but you can't...
You're excited for the chemical. It's an addiction. It's simply an addiction. That's why you're excited, because you're going to satisfy
your addiction.
Your marijuana addiction.
Right.
But that's not your highest excitement. Before you started smoking weed, you probably used to play a lot of hockey or play a lot of World of Warcraft. Like, whatever whatever it was, those are two things that I do.
Yeah, Kevin, play a lot of World of Warcraft.
I do play a lot of World of Warcraft. But those are, you know, like, the little things.
Right.
You probably won't get anywhere in life playing World of Warcraft, but...
Hey, you know, I actually, there are, like, tournaments where people win, like, 10 grand.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
But you have to be, like,
spend all your life doing that.
Okay, whatever. We get it. We get it.
But one thing I did want to say was... Wait, never mind.
Oh, no, it's cool. We actually have a caller on Teen Trends. We're going to take this. How's it going? You are live on the air, Teen Trends, with Dave and friends. You're talking to Dave and...
Kevin.
What's going on?
Hey, Dave and Kevin, it's Corinne.
Hey, Corinne, how are you? Always a pleasure to speak with you.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
I just wanted to add something to what you guys are talking about.
Please
today.
Do.
You talked about kind of being the best, the highest, you know, the highest self that you can be, right?
Right, following your highest excitement.
Right. You know what I think is so important that I think that... that listeners should know about too. Is that I volunteer at a homeless shelter.
Well, that's very nice.
Like,
of you.
Once a week, and that gives me such joy.
Right.
So I think that helping other people is like one of the most important things that you can do in life, no matter what it is, like animals, you know, rescuing animals, or helping other people, you know, with their problems and that kind of thing. So.
No,
I just wanted to share that brings, you know, it brings me joy. And, you know, if other people could find passions in helping others doing, you know, something like I do, like, you know, going to the homeless shelter and making meals. And
no, Corinne, that's really cool. That actually ties in with what I was talking about earlier. Have you been listening to the whole show?
I have.
Okay. So if you recall earlier, I was talking about, you know, how... we're all, you know, blessed with these beautiful, beautiful vehicles to experience this human experience in, and we're here for some sort of purpose. And some sort of purpose is, you know, following our highest excitement. And with following our highest excitement, it's like a big circle. Like I said earlier, you following your highest excitement, you will indeed affect people in a positive way. So if you follow what makes you happy, you will... not only one, be a happy person, therefore you emanate that happiness, but by doing those actions, whatever it may be, because you are following your highest self, the natural flow of things is that with you, by you, following your highest self, you will affect people in a positive way.
Corinne, I think that's really, really cool how you help people out like that, because honestly, that is such a beautiful thing, because personally, I have lived by this quote since I was in the fifth grade.
Since I was in the womb.
I was in the fifth grade, and I was on the internet. I finally learned how to work the Google machine, and I stumbled upon a quote, which was, a life lived for oneself is no life at all, but a life lived for others is the absolute life worth living. It was something along those lines. Wow. So basically saying, I know that sounded really confusing, but basically it was, the point of it is to live your life for other people. And that is, I believe that that is the meaning of life, to live for other people.
Right, but
I think you're a perfect example of that. So props to you.
I just want to clarify something really quick. When and Kevi, I 100% know exactly what you're talking about, and I do agree. I want to throw this in there though. When Kevi says living your life for other people, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure that this is what you conveyed by it. Like this is what I'm about to say is just clarifying what is not meant by this. You know, when he says that, he doesn't mean those people are going to think I'm cool because, like, I like wear.
Oh, no. What? How did that come out of that? It's basically saying helping other people is the way that's the way to live.
Right.
No, and I think, what I know is that what I'm putting out, I'm going to get back. And I'm not just doing it because I'm going to get stuff back, but I know how good I feel when I've had a really good day helping other people and they feel better, and I've, you know, helped out at the homeless shelter. I just see people brighten up, you know, that with all the volunteers that help them, and, you know, we get meals and we get clothing and all that. And it's like we make people's lives better. So it makes us feel better.
That's awesome. That's way cool.
And I think, like, you know, and when you talk about, like, you know, doing what you can do, you know, your interests and what makes you feel good and excited.
Right.
I mean, I know you're not referring to some of my friends who are like total stoners, because that's all they do. They just like, they're not my real good friends, but they do is they just like to get be high all the time, and that's their total excitement. But that's not what you're talking about. I know that.
No, that is very true. That is indeed very true.
Because, I mean, they're finding their highest excitement, but that to me is, you know.
Right, totally.
They're getting boring to hang out with, so.
No, thank you so much for calling in, Corinne.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much, Corinne.
Just wanted to say that.
You have a wonderful, wonderful day. We love you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was very cool.
That was. We actually do have another caller on Teen Trends. We're going to take this call. Give me one moment. How's it going? You are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and friends. Who are we speaking to?
This is Marilyn, Kevin's mom. I just wanted to give him a shout hello, tell him what a great job he's doing without his parents there, taking care of business. And hey, babe. And also I wanted to just give you a second of my story. When I was a young woman, I decided that I wanted to dance because I knew I had to work forever and ever and ever. And dancing gave me everything. It gave me a life. It gave me travel. It gave me my work. And it gave me fulfillment.
Oh, right. Mamacita, that's great. Was dance your highest excitement when you were younger?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So
yes,
you followed that for your whole life and built your life around dance.
And my whole point is live your dreams.
Right.
That is great.
Right.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Mamacita.
I
see you later. Love you.
Oh, okay. Bye, Marilyn. Wonderful speaking.
Bye-bye.
See, that's cool. That's like
that's very cool.
I love my mommy, and that is like a real example of someone who has followed their highest excitement and built a life around it.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't be here today if she didn't follow her highest excitement.
This is very true.
This is very,
very true. You know, to extend on, you know, following your highest excitement, this is just like kind of steps to it, you know, because like when we just say, hey guys, just do what makes you happy, you know, like, okay, yeah, it sounds easy, but at the same time, you know, it can be more difficult than you think. simply because, you know, all of a sudden just like dropping everything, thinking about, okay, like what makes me happy? Like I have to do what makes, Teen Trend says we have to do what makes us happy. No. So here we go. Here's my practical suggestion. Start now by doing something that you enjoy doing, something you've noticed that you need less practice to excel at than, you know, for example, somebody else would. Notice how happy you are while you're doing it. Notice how this happiness transcends even looking forward to things like food, a football game, the next time you indulge, you know, your bodily and passions. Or, you know, what video to rent next, something like that. What the heck is that and why, right? I'll explain. You are creating, and it's more than just using your intellectual brain. When you open yourself to what wants to come out, I think it's a heart opening action that relates to what a lot of those books talk about when they discuss, quote unquote, like increasing your vibration, you know? Mm-hmm. Also, like on Teen Trends, we talk about that. Don't worry about how the avenues for abundance will come. I truly believe that when you're in that kind of, quote unquote, like expansive realm of being, you know, just like the idea of like, I'm not going to worry about how, but I'm going to understand, I'm going to allow, and I'm going to know, and most importantly, I'm going to believe that this will come into my life, right? It's just the simple actions related to your passion. Could what be, quote unquote, accidentally and indirect? I've been saying like somewhat quote unquote. These passions, what could be accidentally and indirectly lead to abundance in the form of synchronicity? Everything is in synchronicity.
So, yeah, I think everyone's starting to get that there are different things that you can do to follow your highest excitement.
Right.
And I would say the big one, like Corinne said, is helping other people.
Right.
You know, that's it affects people in a positive way. And,
right, totally.
You know, so Teen Trends listeners, what I want, yeah, I have a homework assignment for you guys. What I want you guys to do.
Ew, and Kevin, homework.
Aw. Okay, report back next Sunday with what you did to follow your highest excitement, whether it was helping people, having fun doing a sport with friends,
right?
Just, you know, making people feel good, making yourself feel good, because when you make yourself feel good, remember this. Good things will come to you.
There you go.
When you feel good, good things will come to you.
Good things come back. Believe it or not, we actually got an instant email from a Mr. Sean. It goes, Dear Dave and Kev, I had a fun experience last Sunday that reminded me how easy it is to manifest something. I wanted when I'm not really attached to whether it happens or not. Such a funny paradox about manifestation. The more you really, really want something, the less likely you are to allow it to show up in your life. Because, quote, or because really, really, okay, once again, that is a quote, unquote. wanting something is actually the energy of not believing it's possible to have that thing in your life. Mr. Sean Touche.
Good for you.
You listen to Teen Trends. After I manifested some help, I proceeded to ride my bike, waiting in the intense sunlight and heat for yet another stoplight to turn green. I had the thought, if I could manifest before, why not do it again? How great it is not to have to stop at a light. Right after that, I noticed lights were all green for me. You know what, Sean? Okay, I'm going to interject. That is cool because I've done the exact same thing. No joke. I would think to myself, I'd be like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to, like, shift to, like, the place where all my lights are going to be green because I'm, like, really late. And, like, I just, no joke, I've done it.
And when you know, when you're in a big hurry and every light is red,
yeah.
You know, it seems like every light is red.
Right?
That is weird.
That's such a perfect
I know you
example.
Guys have had that experience too.
Yeah.
I know everyone has had that.
It's true.
If you drive.
Right. So check this. It goes, yeah, if you drive. Right after that, I noticed lights were all green for me, but I had to really pick up the pace to get through the light. So I tweaked my imagination some more. Right. And thought how pleasant it is to ride comfortably as lights turn green, just when I get to them, allowing me to keep pedaling without stopping. I was having so much fun noticing how the lights would play with me, laughing at how they would turn green right at the last minute. Most of the rest of the ride, I was able to hold this state of playing with the lights towards the end of the ride. When I was not hot and tired, I felt myself shift into willing. The lights turned green. Ah, says in the email. There it was, attached to an outcome, and guess what? Red lights. It's a fine line, non-attachment, in the midst of desire. It's about playing in the field of excitement and joy for the fun of imagination, letting seriousness about what reality drop away, and jumping wholeheartedly into our ability to create our very own illusions, which we can then call our reality. I'm playing with this. Want to join me? Thanks, Sean.
I think that's really cool because that I think what he simply did was just had fun with life. Like,
right?
Like seriously, you find yourself in times when you're just laughing at the little things. Yeah. I've had it so much lately because I've been feeling good lately. And you just laugh.
I've just been feeling swell, guys.
I've been feeling swell. You laugh at the little random things and you're like, wow, that's just, it's just so great that that has happened, no matter how, on how small of a scale the action is, or, you know?
Right. Totally. No, I feel you know, and something about Sean is, you know, once you've reached that point in consciousness, reach that point in consciousness, once you, like, you know, realize that you do have control over your life and actually truly believe it, you can play with it, man. You can. This is why you've been blessed with this brain. This is why you've been blessed with the ability to think whatever you want to think. You know, and this is another thing that I do want to stress on Teen Trends right after we take this call. How's it going? You are on the air live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How's it going?
It's pretty good. Hi, my name is Sophie.
How's it going, Sophie?
Hi, Sophie.
Good to talk to you.
So I was listening beforehand and it kind of took some guts to like call you guys, but,
We're glad you did, Sophie. No embarrass zone. It's only the whole world's listening. It's cool. No, go on, Sophie. Talk to us.
So I was listening earlier when you were talking about like having dreams and making money out of it. And, I kind of have, a talent for writing. But
very cool.
I'm not really, into it. Like, I know I have a talent for it, but I'd rather do something with music. But, the thing with music is that I have no talent in it.
Right.
So, what would you think I should do? Should I, take a job in writing or
music? Sophie, what I would say first off, and then we'll pass the mic to Kevy. No, what I would say first off is, once again, no matter, you know, if you're good at something or if you're bad at something, if you are happy doing it and you're good at it, awesome. If you're happy doing it and you're bad at it, awesome. Do you know how easy it is? Do you know how absolutely limitless, our brain is to the point where, if I'm enthralled by music, if music is what makes me happy, I'm going to pick up an instrument that resonates with me. I'm going to pick up, I'm going to go take vocal lessons, or I'm going to, pick up a guitar, or in my case, it's an ukulele, right? Sophie's laughing. I'm going to do something, that for Kevin's laughing too. I like the ukulele, shut up. You can do literally whatever you want to do. It's a matter of applying it. It's a matter of realizing it, which is the first step. You've realized it. You know, if you like writing, awesome. If you don't like writing, you said you don't like writing, but you're good at it.
Well, it's not so much that I don't like writing. It's just I'm not enthralled by it. It's not like what I want to do.
Does it seem like a little tedious when you're writing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. What I would say is you said you haven't really picked up a musical instrument yet, but you enjoy music. So what I would say is, you know what? Just go learn an instrument. I would say I love music too, and I wish I could play guitar, right, but wishing will only get you so far.
Right.
You know, you have to pick it up and put a lot of work into it, and learning an instrument is a lot of work. But as far as your future and picking a job, if you don't like writing, I would say drop it. Do not go into a job that you don't like, that you won't have fun in. Or maybe find different styles of writing. Maybe for, say you're writing for a magazine, you don't have to do like current events. You can do cool local stories or this and that, you know, just whatever it is. But what I would say is, if you do pick up an instrument and you find that you're not so great at it, keep that as a hobby, you know?
Yeah,
but
totally.
If you really don't like writing at all and you've explored all aspects of it, you should find a new passion. Because everyone in their lifetime has many, many passions that they can they can find.
And you have an infinite number of, you know, potential highest excitements. Another thing, Sophie, that I would say is, if you're good at writing, but you don't like necessarily, you're not enthralled by it, maybe try a different style of writing. You know,
like,
have you tried poetry? Have you tried, you know?
I actually have, and, you know, like, whatever field I'm in, I've always been told that I'm like, you're good at this, you should do this as a career, but it hasn't really called out to me.
Right.
You know, maybe one day it will, but if it's not, then, you know, just follow, I would say explore at this point in time. I would say, how old are you, Sophie?
15.
15. Oh, well, you do have a lot of time.
Yeah, you have quite some time under your belt to
explore.
Explore.
Yeah, so I would say explore new things, find new passions, but definitely stick with writing and learn an instrument, you know? Follow those and find others as well. Because
I guess, like, what my main fear would be is, like, what if there's nothing that's like, a talent anymore? What if this is my only chance?
That is very not true.
No.
You sound like a very talented person, yeah. And there are infinite possibilities out there for you.
There you go.
There really are.
There you go. You know, and, you know, along with there being infinite possibilities, like, if you think that, like, you're only going to create that. Like, Sophie, don't trip, girl. Like, dude, like, you're 15. Like, you know, like, if you think, like, oh, you know, I don't think there's going to be enough time or this. No, no, no. Know that there is. There's always enough time.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you for calling in, Sophie.
Did
Thank
we help you?
So much.
Did we help you, Sophie?
Yes, you did.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Sophie, for calling on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. If you want to email me or call in live on the air for the last 10, or should I say 13 minutes of the show, you can do so, 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me, teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. Once again, that's teentrendswithdave@gmail.com. You can also check out our Facebook. If you go to the Facebook search engine, just type in Teen Trends. You'll see our little picture. It's cute. You'll love it. You know, something that we do have on Teen Trends, as you guys know, we do anonymous emails.
We've been a little backed up on every week it's like, oh yeah, anonymous emails, we'll get to them next week, and that's been for the past 4 weeks. So now we are going to dedicate this last 13 minutes to anonymous emails.
True.
To answer all your questions.
To answer all your questions. Guys, I want to ask you, you can indeed send us anonymous emails right now if you choose to send in anonymous emails. But we ask of you, please don't. I apologize for not getting to you on this show, because we are very, very backed up in anonymous emails, but this is a wonderful thing. This is an absolutely beautiful, wonderful thing that we are so backed up, because this means that you guys are taking, you know, this opportunity to get something off of your chest. Right? Right? This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So we're going to do it. Kev, why don't you take it?
I will take it.
You take the first one.
Hey, Teen Trends. My name is Marissa, and I'm a weekly listener of TT.
Well, thank you, Marissa. I like that.
I like
TT.
That. TT. The big TT. All right.
Big TT.
Oh, wow. That's not bad. Okay. Basically, I think you guys give such great advice, and you really help me become a better person. Oh, cool. Thank you.
Wonderful.
But now I have a problem of my own that I was hoping you guys could help me out with.
Let's hear it.
So I'm 16 years old, and I've had a boyfriend for about a year now. We get along great, and sexually, we just stick to kissing. Okay. But lately, we've been talking about having sex, but I'm still really hesitant. Basically, my question is sex really that big of a deal between us teens today?
Why don't you start, Kevy?
Well, okay, between us teens today. teen to teen, I would say, well, personally, okay, in a high school environment, most kids have already had sex by the time that they graduate. Right. You are 16, you're probably sophomore, junior. I would say, you know, personally, I didn't have sex until I was a senior in high school, coincidentally. But I believe that you should, I would say it's still a big deal. Like, people play it off nowadays that it's nothing big. Yeah. Like, oh, like, you know, it's weird. Like, younger generations have been having sex, you know? You hear about middle schoolers who are just having crazy sex. And
no, it's true.
But I think it's a big deal. Personally, I think it's a big deal. I think you should be with the person that you truly love, and that, you know, if you feel that this is the right person, then go for it. You know, it's there is a lot of hype to it, but it's not something you should just throw away your first time. You shouldn't just throw it away.
Couldn't agree more. This is not something that Marissa is her name.
Yes, Marissa.
Marissa, this is not something that should be rushed. I truly do believe that sex is a big deal, because it is, especially if you're losing your virginity, right?
Yeah.
This is a very, very, you know, once you do that, you have opened a door. You have opened a new door within your life. I think that actually, you know, how casually sex is looked at in, you know, teenage society today is...
It's pretty messed up.
It's not, you know, it's not good. I think that, you know, people should realize the actual roots of sexual intercourse, realize that it is an important thing. You know, it is, you know, a big deal per se, you know, because this is, you know, it's having sex with another human being is literally the closest physically and emotionally that you can get to another human being, you know?
Yeah.
Your most vulnerable, and this is actually true through statistic, your most vulnerable state is when you're having sex. The most vulnerable state of mind that you will ever be in is when you're having sex. And then the second to having sex is when you're drunk. Which is most vulnerable states of mind. And, you know, when you put yourself out there, when you are so vulnerable, you know, you can get easily affected in a positive or a negative way. We strive positive way. But honestly, you know, take it slow, think about it, don't jump into it, you know, and if the boy can't respect that, then you have to sit him down and be like, yo, listen, like this is, you know, this is my virginity, like, you know.
It might be yours too, but it's my choice and you should respect that choice, you know. If I'm not ready, that means that you're going to have to wait, and don't let him pressure you into it, because it's a big thing in your life. It's a very significant stepping stone, per se.
I feel you.
You know?
Let's move on to the next one.
Next email. This is from someone called Girl Magnet.
Girl Magnet. Okay, Girl Magnet, let's listen, buddy.
I just need to get this off my chest. I'm a 19-year-old girl, and I've only been kissed twice. Both by my best girlfriends.
Okay.
How can I get more attention from guys?
Well, to start out... what's her name?
Girl Magnet. Girl Magnet. I like how everyone comes up with those clever names at the end of it.
Totally.
That's really cool, guys. Keep doing that. Makes me laugh.
makes us lols. You know, I would say, first of all, you know, just... If there's something that you feel personally is off within you, if there's something that, like, you feel personally is, you know, not, if there's something within you that you don't feel that you're doing that's right, you know, if you're maybe, you know, sending off wrong messages to guys, you know, making them think that they're just your friends, you know, if you're shy, if you're awkward, you know, like that type of thing, like,
people are attracted to confidence.
Confidence.
So just be a confident person. Be yourself. I wouldn't say be anyone else, because if that's the kind of answer you're looking for, that is not the answer that anyone should give you. Because no matter what, you should be yourself and people should like you for who you are. But I would say if you want more attention from guys, simply talk to guys more. Start conversations. Find, you know, like, guys talk about sports and this and that. Right. And if you like any sports, if you like anything that you think could relate to what guys like, then just start a conversation about that.
Yeah, totally. Definitely, what we can say is do not change yourself.
Yeah.
Do not change yourself from who you truly are. Do not alter your true self, you know, just to get with guys. It's not logical. Hope we helped. We're going to move on. Hey, Dave and Kev, first off, thanks for letting me get this out. You're welcome. Well, a lot of people say that. They say, hey, like, thanks for letting me get this off my chest. Thanks for letting me get this out. Yeah, that's why we're here. Recently, I've been seeing this boy. He's really nice and attractive. But since school started recently, there has been a teacher in training in one of the classrooms. And he is so hot and sweet.
Oh, wow.
Get this one, Kev.
Okay.
But he is 24 years old and I'm 17.
Snaps.
No, not snaps. He's been flirting with me and it's pretty obvious, but he keeps it subtle so other people won't notice. I know it's terrible, but I feel as if I can't resist my temptation. What should I do? Sincerely, hot for teacher in training.
We did have another story like
yeah,
this. I remember
it. It was a teacher.
That was a teacher, like a legit 30-year-old teacher.
Yeah.
But this, well, for one, that's illegal.
For one, it's
That is very jailbait, because you are 17 and he is 24, and is employed by, or he is a teacher, and I'm pretty sure there's somewhere in the law where teachers cannot get with students, no matter your age.
That's true. You know,
so.
And something about, like, the illegal factor of things, you know, people, you know, some people, like, will attract to each other, some people will resonate to each other, you know, if one is younger than the other and it's by law, quote unquote, like illegal, like that's not too big of a deal. You know, me personally, I don't think it's too. Now, I'm not talking 17 and 24. I'm talking, you know,
17 and 18.
No. Yeah. You know, just like 2-3-year, 4-year difference. Like, well, okay. Four is a little bit, but like, you know, 2-3-year difference, 1-2 year. That's not a big deal. You know, it's all about maturity level, you know, but when it comes to 24 and 17, my
and man. A teacher, which is, that's the illegal part. That's the part that scares a little bit. But you know, if you feel like you're on the same maturity level as someone else, then I'd say it's all good. Just maybe like keep each other away from the pants area. I don't know how to. Like,
yeah, you know, just take things slow.
Take things slow.
Take
you
things
know,
very slow.
You
indeed.
Know,
indeed.
If there's that big of an age difference, you have to make sure that both people are on the same level, so that's why you have to take time, get to know them more before you start getting into sexual stuff. But as for having the hots for your teacher,
don't do it.
Definitely don't do it.
You said, I know it's terrible, but I feel as if I can't resist my temptation. Yes, you can. We at Teen Trends are granting you permission to
resist
the temptation.
Because, okay, this is a great example. Hey guys, I have a bunch of weed. Do you want to go smoke it? Resist the temptation.
Resist the temptation.
That is, and everything ties hand in hand. You've learned about peer pressure. You've learned about say no. They have them on MTV all the time. Say no to drugs.
Yeah, dude.
Say no to older teacher in training. Next.
You know, and you know, dude, it says recently I've been seeing this boy. He's really nice and attractive. Wonderful. Stay with him.
Go for that.
Stay with him.
He's nice and attractive. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, and not only if he's a teacher in training, he will not be a teacher in training for much longer.
He will be a teacher at another school, and you will never see him again.
More like he'll be a teacher in penitentiary.
Oh, yeah. He'll be a teacher in jail.
That sucks. Well, guys, we're going to get to one more short one. We have a minute left on the show. We're going to do this real quick. Dear Teen Trends, I know it's normal, but I'm so embarrassed by it. Here it goes. I just got my period, and it scares me. What can I do to get over the fear of my period? Your friend, puberty sucks. Well, puberty sucks. It is a natural thing. Kevin, stop laughing.
I'm sorry.
This is a thing that, you know, she needs help with. This is a natural part of the human experience. You have reached that age where now you will start, you know, your body will start acting different, you know, and I'm not a girl, therefore I'm not very good at this. Dr. Michelle, I wish you were on the air right now. You know, honestly, don't be afraid of it. It's a human thing. It's a natural thing. Just, you know, allow your maybe talk to a doctor, talk to your mom, talk to people.
Well, I would say talk to another female, but
yeah, talk to
it's
friends.
Not something to be
do
scared
that,
of.
Right. Guys, this has been an absolutely wonderful show of Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. It is always, always a pleasure. Every single Sunday, check us out at LATalkRadio.com from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, everybody, for calling in, for having a great day. We love you.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Bye.
Bye-bye.